Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That, once again, is freetalklive.com. To start things out here tonight, do a couple of quick updates for you. Last night we mentioned that our friend Russell Canning had been arrested.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go this morning?
Re-arrested, I guess you could say. It's not his first time, but in this case he was arrested because he didn't show up to court on a prior arrest that he'd gotten. Now, the prior arrest was about a month ago, maybe a month and a week or so, where he was in his van and driving the van. His headlight happened to be out because these things happen.
Right, headlights go out every day.
It had just happened to have gone out very recently, and he just hadn't had a chance to get to the store to fix it. Well, anyway, some cop spotted it, pulled him over, and discovered that Russell doesn't have a driver's license. It doesn't mean that Russell's a bad driver. In fact, many people who've driven with him say he's one of the best drivers that they've ever driven with.
He better drive safely if he has no driver's license.
Right. And so it's not that he's a bad driver. It's just that he didn't have their little permit. You know, he didn't have his papers. And so they arrested him, put him in jail. He never signs anything that they give to them. Or that they give to him. So he didn't bail himself out or anything like that. They just held him in jail for like a few hours, and they let him out. And they set a court date, and he told them that he's not going to show up.
Oh, boy.
He didn't even find out what the court date was. He didn't even
bother. Not even interested.
Right.
Where he is.
Yes, they do. In fact, they apparently were waiting outside of his neighborhood for him recently. When he got in his van, pulled out of his neighborhood, they immediately pulled him over. They arrested him for not showing up in court, and then he had his day in court. I guess it was an arraignment, I suppose is what it was, this morning. And about 10 of us, even though it was short notice, because we got the news last night that he had been arrested, 10 people showed up to the courthouse this morning, which I thought, 10 people for an overnight sort of a notice thing, that's pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had free Russell Canning T-shirts on. Because, again, Russell had been jailed before, so these are things you can recycle, right? Just
yeah.
Hold on to your shirt.
Yeah, keep your free Russell Canning shirt. You'll need it.
Was that in Concord or in
No, Keene? Right here in Keene, so it made it easy. Everybody was able to get here. In fact, a few people came from out of the area, which was kind of nice. So we were. I was there, Toby and Dale from Free Minds TV, Lauren Canario, one of my heroes, she was there as well, and we all went up to the courtroom. They, for some reason, decided to hear Russell first. I'm not sure why that they did that. They obviously knew we were there, and they actually even let me into the courtroom with my video camera, which everyone was saying, oh, that's not going to happen. And I said, well, I've got my little press badge, because what we've done here is we've essentially created our own media. Like here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we all live, where many of us have moved for the Free State Project, we've launched all of these different sort of libertarian, pro-liberty-minded media sources, like the Keene Free Press, a monthly newspaper, totally pro-freedom. Also, there are a few different radio shows, including Free Talk Live here. There are a few television shows. Mark, you're getting ready to kick off your own show on television.
It hasn't aired yet, but we've already got the pilot out there.
So, we do actually have these media outlets, and so we've created these little press badges, and, nobody's issued them to us. We've issued ourselves press badges. But that darn press badge was good enough to get me into that courtroom with that camera. Had I not had the press badge...
I would imagine that the sheriff's department here, or the police department, I would imagine sheriff, doesn't even have press passes
that
they give out.
This was the funny thing, because they made me wait and wait and wait. Everybody else had gone in, and I was concerned they were going to start without me.
Mm-hmm.
But the cop that was out there, he was being very nice. His name was Lance, and he told me he was going to get me in before everything started. And true to his word, the guy did. And when I got in there and had my camera set up, the judge comes in, immediately notices the camera. I don't know if they'd consulted with him beforehand or not, but then he calls me up to the front of the court.
Very interesting.
Yeah, and one of the guys, Roger Grant, that was there with us as well, he suggested that perhaps the reason that happened was because the judge just wanted to flex his muscle to to show that he could have me come in front of him, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I didn't do what he wanted, then he would have kicked me out. So I had to do it.
So it happened.
So I went up in front of the judge, and the judge was saying, well, you've got to, I'm going to let you get away with it this time. But next time, you need to know what all the rules and regulations are that apply to people with cameras in these courtrooms.
And what are the rules and regulations?
Well, you know, the cop that had sort of cleared the way for me initially had already told me that I was not to pan the crowd and that I was not to do interviews with anybody in the courtroom.
That makes some sense.
Makes sense, yeah. You know. And so I said to the judge, well, you know, well, what are those regulations? Well, I don't know them all.
He doesn't know them all. Well, and, he doesn't have a camera in there.
And then I said, well, who do I talk to find out what those regulations are? He says, well, you'll have to figure that out. So this guy is in no way interested in giving me any assistance in being, like, official for the next time that we go into this courtroom, which is going to happen because the results in the case... not so good. According to Toby, who is on our show on Tuesday nights, he sort of got the official word. Looks like the official response was that there were approximately, I guess they're going to keep him in jail because Russell, he doesn't pay bail, right? Russell doesn't sign paperwork. And you have to remember that if you're signing a bail sheet, most people, I don't think, read the bail sheet that they actually sign. When you actually look at the words on the bail sheet, the fine print, if you will, it makes it very clear that you are agreeing to the terms that they're setting out for you. You're
sure.
Agreeing to abide by all the laws.
They're not giving
state.
You bail so you don't come back.
Yeah. They're giving you bail to tie you into the system as much as they possibly can. So Russell's not going to go through that process. Nonetheless, they set the bail at $1,000, and they've set May 14th as his court date. So Russell Canning's going to be in jail for a month and almost a month and a
likely
half.
I wouldn't think that they would let him out for that month.
Yeah. So there you go. Driving without a license, jailed for over 30 days as a result. And that's before the trial even happened.
I'm sure he'll make a lot of friends in the can. He always does.
He's a friendly guy. I mean, it's hard not to be friends with Russell Canning. So we will keep you up to date on what's going to happen. Of course, the local activists here, they're brainstorming already as to what sort of things we can do between now and then as far as protests and calling the bureaucrats and harassing them and that sort of thing. Not real harassment, just, hey, let our friend out of jail kind of phone call.
Right.
So we'll keep you up to date. 800-259-9231. Also, here's another quick update for you. We had a lengthy discussion last night on the show about voting and to vote or not to vote. Somebody had called in and made the argument that voting is an endorsement of the system, therefore it's an endorsement of violence, therefore one who is pledged to be nonviolent would have to not vote. And so we sort of went back and forth on that, and I, as the free marketeer, was taking the pro-voting position, because it seems to me that it's one of the outlets that we can use to spread our message. Running candidates who are of a pro-liberty mindset are going to get inevitably press attention. That press attention will lead to more people discovering the message of freedom, eventually will lead to hopefully enough people participating to actually elect some of these people to where they can get in and keep their word and really reduce the size of government. It's possible. And I feel like if we ignore that sort of avenue, then we're not doing as much as we could be. In fact, now Michael Hampton at HomelandStupidity.us has pointed out that a lot of people have asked the question, what would happen if no one actually showed up? Because a lot of the anarchist types would like to encourage people to just not go to the polls. If you don't participate, it's not an endorsement of the system.
Right.
So what happens if you can actually make not voting popular enough to where not even the bureaucrats themselves show up?
Oh, they will.
Well, that's what I said. I said the bureaucrats will show up every single time to vote for themselves. But the fact is, in Missouri City, Missouri, they didn't. In fact, no one showed up. Not even the candidate showed up.
Wow.
And we'll talk about what happened in that particular case. I bet you can guess. Because
they rescheduled
it. Well, we'll get into the details, but it doesn't involve the government crumbling and destroying itself. That didn't happen.
No, I wouldn't suspect it does.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, coming up, centralization of education.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Exercise your brain with this one. What do you always need and start losing as soon as you get enough? When I come back, I'll tell you how to keep more of what you can't afford to lose.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
So what do we need more of as soon as we get enough? Why, gasoline, of course. At the pump 1 minute and racing toward empty the next. Exercise fuel-saving savvy with this mileage stretch workout. First, slow down. Driving 70 versus 55 can burn 4 miles a gallon. Next, avoid long engine idle, which can waste a half gallon of gas an hour. Finally, have your technician check spark plugs. A single misfiring plug can cost you 4 miles a gallon. Remember, start your workout now, because exercising the mileage stretch today will help your wallet bulge tomorrow. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at BGFindTheShop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for UNC in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. That does include the bulletin board system. Over 200,000 posts There are a lot of people interacting there as well, over 1,300 people. Serious issues, fun stuff. You will find it all, and it's all totally free. BBS.FreeTalkLive.com. That's BBS.FreeTalkLive.com, and SACL, C-A-I, has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. That's 800-544-6359. We're talking about a quick recap on a topic we discussed last night on the show, and that is the question of to vote or not to vote. The consensus on the panel last night was that, and I liked it, one of our callers called us the panel earlier this week, and I thought, you know what, it's been very hard to describe Free Talk Live, and it's not a morning zoo, because a lot of shows, a lot of radio shows with more than one host on them are kind of zoos, where you've got the crazy guy that does the stunts, you get the wacky sidekick that tells all the jokes, and, you know, it's kind of these cliche positions on a morning show. And then you've got just your standard monologue-style host, like the Rush Limbaugh, who will talk for 2.5 hours and take one phone call. And then there's Free Talk Live. So
that's an amazing... by the way, what Rush does, just the way he talks and talks and talks, it amazes me that people can do that. Because on Free Talk Live, I can look you in the eye, and we talk about it. We're doing a radio show, and we're obviously going over points that we consider important and that kind of thing, but... That just being able to sit there and monologue in a room, man, it's a talent that I have never tried to foster.
Absolutely. I got a little sidetracked there. I was just talking about the differences between the show. So the panel last night pretty much came to a consensus that, well, voting is a useful thing. We need to vote as a, if nothing else, a self-defensive sort of a process. And as it turns out, if you don't vote, that doesn't help anything. According to Michael Hampton at HomelandStupidity.us, what would happen if officials held an election and nobody voted? Well, it actually happened on Tuesday last week in Missouri City, Missouri, where one city council member got to keep his seat not only because he ran unopposed, but because no one came out to vote, not even himself. The bureaucrats were apparently shocked that no one showed up to vote in Joe Sells' ward, which is Ward 3. In another ward, only two people showed up and voted. Sells' excuse? He forgot it was election day.
Wow.
City attorney from KNBC TV, City Attorney Stephen Wolcott said Missouri City operates under a unique charter approved by the state legislature in 1859. The charter provides that Sell can hold his office until, quote, another party is successfully elected and qualified. So the bureaucrat says, I'm not happy that nobody voted in an election. Well, they didn't. In fact, the town has a population of about 300, of which 197 are registered voters. You'd think out of 197 people, in ward number 3, 34 of them are registered to vote, and not one of them could be bothered. So the next time you start thinking that one person can't make a difference, remember Joe Sell of Missouri City, Missouri, who didn't even bother to vote in his own election. One person just writing in another name would have swung the election.
Well, I would think in the defense of the anarchists out there that believe that voting is an initiation of force, they wouldn't think that just one election would win the day, necessarily. They would probably believe that you would actually have to get people to, you know, not participate. I don't think they even have even thought about it that far. I don't think that's the reason that voting has anything to do with not, with getting other people not to vote. It's more about it's some kind of principle that they have.
But it seems to me, from the way they're talking, it seems that they want to spread the idea of not voting. So it's not just a personal thing, it's something they want to catch on. They want other people to drop out as well.
That's already happened. Half the people who can vote in this country don't.
Right, and fat lot of good it does.
And a lot of good it does, exactly.
I mean, you've got a majority of the people that don't vote. Congratulations, you've won. Now you know what you're going to get when you win.
That's right.
Which is nothing.
Nothing.
They're going to continue to do what they're going to do.
A bunch of politicians who are full of horse manure.
Right.
The bureaucrats will continue to show up. It doesn't matter how many people go to the polls or not. 800-259-9231.
You know, at this point, the system's legitimized to the point that it doesn't really matter what you know, what you do. You've got to, something new has to be tried.
Well, that's right. And I think that they're a small percentage of the voting bloc, but still, if they used their numbers to, they could swing a lot of elections.
You mean the anarchists?
Yeah. Yeah, they're a fairly small voting bloc from what I can gather, but they can still influence elections by voting for somebody. Even if they vote libertarian, vote for somebody. I mean, Mickey Mouse is a little extreme. I've heard people say that, but
I've written in Mickey Mouse before. If it's an election between two guys, I don't know who they are. They're just a standard run of the mill Democrat or Republican. Not worth voting in that particular election.
I wish they had a none of the above.
That
vote
would be
choice.
Great. Because yeah. Then that would really be an endorsement of, instead of just staying home and not voting, that's a real endorsement of, this system sucks, yeah. Your candidates blow.
Both of them. And so what they'd have to do is hold that election for that office again,
yeah.
And with different people.
Well, maybe they, speaking of elections, the Journal and Courier in Lafayette, Indiana, has an interesting story about voting. Apparently, voters will likely be asked to go to the polls in the month of May, even though the ballots won't have any real choices on them. There are no contested seats in city elections this year. But county party and election officials believe a primary would be good practice for the new vote center system in Tippecanoe County. Quote, this is such
a radical... how are they going to get people to go when there's no choices, though? I mean, what kind of practice is it? It's not practice at all.
Well, it's really, as you'll find out here, an excuse to spend some money.
Ah.
See, quote, this is such a radical change in the way we conduct elections that it's worth the expense, said the county clerk. Says we really need to get the bugs out. About 20 vote centers will replace dozens of precincts. Voters will be able to vote at any center instead of only at a certain precinct. The voting bureaucrats said the primary would likely include about 20 vote centers and a few satellite centers. Turns out they say, well, we need to see how this thing works. They will not give you a mulligan on an election. Republican Party chairman said he couldn't comment until his committee made a decision, and some places that have used vote centers have experienced hours-long lines, technology problems, and confusion, something officials here are hoping to avoid with a practice run.
Confusion, I have no doubt. Every time I've gone to vote, and, you know, no disparagement meant to the septuagenarians that are running it, but that's what I see there. I see people who are at the earliest in their 70s.
Yeah.
You know, octogenarians on up. You know, and
nice
when
old
you,
folks.
When you, they, I'm sure they are. But when you put them in charge of, you know, technology like, you know, these paperless voting mm-hmm. machines that they have out there, and ask them to, you know, make sure that everything goes fine, it's mostly just a little coffee club that meets yeah. a couple times a year.
They're chronologically advanced.
Yeah, they are.
The primary will cost, by the way, about $35,000 to $50,000. And, by the way, in their city primary in 2003, only 7% bothered to turn out, even though there was a contest for mayor on the Republican ticket. Now they're
What's
saying...
What's the population of the city?
I don't know.
Okay.
Now there's... You can look it up at West Lafayette, Indiana. More on the way. You take control. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Centralization of education and your calls about anything.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. The Electrolyze Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyze Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control. Bring us anything toll free. 800-259-9231. That would be the packet 8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The place to go. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. The dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. In fact, I've got at least two new Shriners that are waiting to be enshrined, and hopefully I'll get that done by the end of this week. So take a look-see at shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Pork Fest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. All right, still to come, we've got to talk about Imus because he's still in the news, and one of our black listeners has responded, and I think it's worth sharing his email. We'll get to that in a few moments. But first, to centralization of education, as was discussed apparently recently in the New Hampshire State House, where there's, I guess, some hubbub about funding education. They're getting very concerned because, well, you see, government gets bigger and bigger, and so as government keeps getting bigger, the people that are in government don't ever think, oh, this government's getting too big. Let's cut it down to size. No, they think, how can we get more money? And that's so Now they're talking about funding education and what is required for government education and what's adequate education versus inadequate education. And I guess during all this, there have been a number of people who've sort of testified in favor and against and for or against more government education and this funding.
That's right.
And who was one of those people?
Well, there's a constitutional amendment here in New Hampshire to centralize education funding, which means it would basically make education more bureaucratic. And there's a lady from Czechoslovakia who testified before the committee.
Because, wait, right now it's done on the town level, right?
Yes,
the cities and the towns, they sort of set a lot of the policy. They set the funding as well.
That's
now you're
right.
Saying it's going to, if this goes through, it'll go all through the state.
Yeah, the leftists and the educrats in New Hampshire have basically tried to wrestle control of education and its funding to centralize it. And it started really with the Claremont decision in the 90s. And the state Supreme Court is ordering the state legislature here to define what a adequate education is. And Gardner has spoken about this in length, and he knows a lot more about it than I do. But what I found really interesting is on freestateblogs.net, there's the text of a really interesting testimony before the committee on this at the State House.
Do share.
And I'd like to read it for you because I think you'll find it very interesting. Honorable members of the committee, as you can tell from my accent, I was not born in the United States. I was born in communist Czechoslovakia. I went to school in a little town of Ostrava. Ostrava is located in the northeastern part of Czechoslovakia, very close to the Polish and German borders. We would address all of our teachers by Sodruska Usitelka, which translates to comrade teacher. Differentiation and creativity of any kind was discouraged. Economic classlessness and receiving based on need was preached. The curriculum that I was taught in Czechoslovakia elementary school was centrally controlled from Moscow. The Soviet Union wanted to ensure that every child in Russia, Ukraine, Poland, Romania, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, and other satellite countries was getting equal and adequate education. This communist-flavored education was dictated from Moscow, and since there was little local control, everyone had to adhere to the powerful bureaucrats in power. We know now the terror that was applied to those who were brave enough to question the Communist Party, and we all know why the Communist Soviet Union fell. Because the central planners, the bureaucrats in power, could not plan everything. Central planning and central funding, and thus redistribution of wealth, does not work.
It sure doesn't.
That's right.
It just doesn't.
And the only proven economic political system that works is capitalist democracy.
Well, the funny thing is that even though history has shown that over and over again, socialism, centralization of power, centralization of decision-making, like she's talking about, has failed and failed and failed. For some reason, either A, the American people believe it can work here, or B, don't realize that we're centralizing education.
Yeah, there's a good con job being done here.
It's not being sold in that manner. We're going to centralize education
standards.
Just like they did in the Soviet Union.
Yeah,
they're not saying that.
Saying standards is what we need, and that's what they're. And so we're seeing it happen here in America. The centralization of education. Yes, there are still some decisions, at least here in New Hampshire, that are made on a town level as far as funding is concerned. But that doesn't mean they aren't taking money from the federal government either. And as soon as you take money from the federal government, you become the federal government's bitch, basically, and you've got to do what they tell you to. You've got to implement the programs that they demand that you implement.
That's right.
And so it's already happening here.
Yes, right. And she goes on to say, that is the reason I ask you to oppose this seemingly noble but extremely dangerous amendment. If you think that we are long off from communism, or we are doing this for the children, or you're thinking that the state needs to fund education somehow, I have to say this back to you. One, gaining central state control of the schools is one of the 45 planks of the communist platform that was issued in 1958. Other goals on that platform...
I thought there were only 10.
Well, I guess this is the platform
the expanded version.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. Other goals that on that platform included central standardization and control of the curriculum and getting state control of teachers' associations.
Mm.
Two, if you are thinking that this amendment is needed because it is for the children, I answer back to you, parents have the biggest stake, interest, and motivation in their children's education. Parents need to have direct voice in schools. If current local control continues, then the children will continue to benefit. If you are going to support this amendment, then you are removing parent and local community control, and you are hurting the children. Make no mistake, 50% central funding will take away 100% local parental and community control.
It's true.
Three,
That's and the same thing for the 6% funding or whatever it is that the federal government provides.
Right,
that's 6%
right.
has eviscerated that as well.
It's full of standards that by which communities have to abide, and thereby just for that 6%, and they're willing to do it. The communities are willing to, the teachers' unions willing to do it in order to get what they want, that 6%.
And if you're balking at these ideas, if you're saying, what do you mean? We need standards. Well, stop for just a moment and think about it. How is it that you can possibly have a set of standards that could work with individual children? Children who have different needs, different styles of learning, different abilities. And how you can possibly think for a moment that this one-size-fits-all government mentality, this government paradigm, is going to be the most effective for the education of children in America, I don't understand how you can even imagine that.
It's a motivating argument that you give there. I think that there probably should be more choices in education for people than there are currently with public schools. But I think that even if you had some kind of central control and there was still the marketplace involved in people's education, suppose for a second that all schools had the same curriculum. They had some central curriculum, and they were all privately funded. There would still be some schools that were better and some schools that were worse, as a result, you would have better schools still. It's the pulling the marketplace out of schools that's the bigger problem than the one-size-fits-all, I think.
Well, you're also destroying the ability to innovate by doing that.
I would concur with that.
It's an awful idea.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
Standards and one-size-fits-all sucks.
Yeah, and teaching is just as much an art as it is a science, too.
Right.
There are very charismatic teachers. There's certain teachers you just can't teach what they have.
Yeah, and a lot of teachers like the ability to be able to innovate and
yes.
to come up with new ways to teach the same old material.
Mm-hmm.
And in many situations in government schools, they're just not allowed to.
That's right. Anyway, she goes on, number three, she says, if you are thinking that we need to fund education somehow, then I answer back, there is no mandate to change how schools are funded. Bringing in centrally distributed money will only enlarge the education machine, just like we had in Czechoslovakia, meaning everything but student performance. I believe that by supporting this amendment, you will be putting into place the infrastructure that will be slowly start controlling all aspects of education by one bureaucratic source. Carefully consider how other elected and non-elected officials 5, 10, 20 years from now can use this amendment to mess things up. Or maybe not a different political mindset than yourselves. I know you intend the best things, but I ask you, have you ever lived in a communist state? Well, I have, and I can see a mile away that you may not recognize right under your nose.
Good for her for calling it what it is.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. $25. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are free. We do ask, though, that you voluntarily support the show by digging Free Talk Live. If you have not yet dug the show, we want you to go to dig.freetalklive.com. It's not a long process, though. It does involve registering for the dig.com website. It is, of course, a free account. Your privacy will be protected and all that good stuff. Go to dig.freetalklive.com, and then once you're logged in, just click the Dig It button next to our show. Now, if you don't dig something else on their website within 2 weeks, they'll undig you, or they'll just not count your dig anymore. So just click on one of our episodes and dig that, too, just to sort of lock in your dig. So head over to dig.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us in the Dig podcast rankings. All right, so we're talking about school. Education, government education, which of course is the worst kind of education you could ever possibly give your children. In fact, one of our listeners recently found out just one of the ways that government education is so bad, right, Wayne?
That's right. One of our listeners sent an email to us today, actually. It goes like this. My 14-year-old son, Michael, is unfortunately in public schools for reasons beyond my control. Divorced, grandparents are retired government school teachers, etc. Yesterday, his counselor called and told me that Michael didn't fill out a form and he will need to spend this Friday in the dean's office because of it. Upon further investigation,
you know how they are about their forms.
Oh man! Yeah.
Well, they have to get you. They have to get you all softened up for real life. Where if you don't fill out the government forms, you'll go to jail.
Mm. Yeah, they're preparing you for life in the real world. Anyway, upon
life in the bigger prison cell.
Yeah, the big pen.
You're graduating from the little pen to the big pen, the one without the easy to see walls. Yeah.
Upon further investigation, I found that Friday is career day at school. The point is that
that's always a fun day to just kill. Like, there's never anything that's worth seeing at career day as far as, oh, there's no education going on. You just have people coming in and blabbing about what they do for a living.
That's right. That's right. And he feels that this is a stupid one-size-fits-all policy created by the one-size-fits-all government school system. Without any prompting from me at all, Michael refused to fill out the form. So I asked her if Michael was there. I guess the teacher. She said he wasn't, but he would call him in, and they would call me back. About 20 minutes later, the phone rang. The caller ID says it's from the school. Michael answered. He said that they had a form with 19 different checkboxes. Each of them were labeled with some profession, like military service, nurse, whatever. Michael wasn't interested in any of them, so he left it blank.
He had 19 choices of what his job could be?
Yeah.
I mean,
careers that he was interested in. He didn't see anything there that he liked.
How dismal. There's 19 choices? You get to be one of these 19 things. Go ahead and pick.
Well, you know, they have to actually get local people to come in and speak to the kids, so I'm sure that's a factor.
Yeah.
But also, I wonder of the 19, and I doubt they list them, but I wonder of the 19, how many were entrepreneurial?
I don't see
any. And how many
here.
Were just JOBs?
Yeah, just looking for people to join in their little system so that they can, you know, have people to put widgets on whatchamahoosies.
Right.
I'm sure radio talk show host wasn't one of them.
Probably not.
I've been asked to do that before.
Yeah.
There was a TV host that was at my school one year, one of the TV news people.
Yeah,
that's rare, though. So anyway, Michael wasn't interested in any of them, so we left the form blank. I asked him if there was a not applicable box. He couldn't find one, so I suggested that he create his own none of the above category and then check it, so he didn't have to spend the day in the dean's
office. How about
office.
Junkie?
Yeah.
Not funny.
Oh, boy, that you'd be in big trouble if you said that in school nowadays. It's changed even since you've been in school, Ian.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm sure that they're a lot more sensitive.
You're post-Columbine.
Yeah, that's right. You're post-Columbine, so that can get a little scary. So anyway, he says that he asked to talk to the counselor, and she got back on the phone. And I asked her about this special day. She said that the PTO, Parents and Teachers Organization, had gotten a bunch of their members, busybody parents of children at the school, to talk about their jobs, and all children should be interested. I told her that apparently Michael wasn't interested in any of them.
Yep.
She said that the children had to fill out the form because they had to schedule everything. She said that they were having a career day. I asked her what career
you
day had to do
interested.
With education. What's that, Mark?
You will be interested.
That's right. You have to be. It's mandatory. But anyway, he said that he asked what career day had to do with education. Aren't I paying you to teach my kids? What's happening in math today when you're having adults talk about themselves to children who have plenty of time to decide what's important to each of them? Why are you trying to force a career on a child at such an early age?
Wait, how old is his son?
He's 14.
14? Okay.
She didn't have a response for that. Then I asked her, why are you punishing Michael because of your failure to find something of interest to him?
Yeah, you couldn't find a job that was interesting enough or a career that was interesting enough to this young man who obviously... You know, he may have some idea of what he wants to do, and it's obviously none of those 19 choices.
That's right.
But that's not good enough for the bureaucrats. You must fit into their box, or you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. That's part of central planning, is actually testing children at an early age to figure out what they're good at and then steer them into that profession. They did that in the Soviet Union for years, including in athletes, too.
Yes, the government test says you should be a garbage man.
That's right.
Right.
Or a carpenter or an architect or whatever, but, I mean, they have their criteria. She said that being in the dean's office is not punishment in this particular case. I told her that when I was in school, going to the dean's office was certainly punishment. Why is she setting Michael up to fail? I'm totally disgusted with the whole affair, but I was looking to give her a way out. I suggested that perhaps Michael could spend the day in the library researching jobs that he thought were important to him.
That's a good compromise.
Yeah, it sure is. She gave the totally bureaucratic answer to that one, saying that she didn't know if there would be any supervision in the library for that time.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Come on. The library, unsupervised? I mean, how supervised does he absolutely have to be in the library? I mean, is the kid a troublemaker? Is he going to rip pages out of the books? Is he going to slash his wrists back there?
I find it hard to believe that the library bureaucrats aren't going to be working on that particular day.
They're all going to be at the job fair, too, probably, a career day. I suggest
that you
find...
you want to be a bureaucrat librarian?
I see what you mean.
It's a pretty cushy job, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Anyway, he goes on to say that he suggested that she find out and to call him back and let him know. And then I talked to Michael and told him that I was proud of him. He followed his heart and didn't go the way of the rules, which he knew were full of crap. He questioned the authorities based on his feelings, not the feelings that he was supposed to have. He's my hero. He got me thinking of Benjamin Franklin's assertion that the first responsibility of every citizen is to question authority. Apparently Michael knows this, but many of us have forgotten it.
They didn't teach me that in government school.
Of course not. You learned it on your own.
Actually, I didn't know that Benjamin Franklin said that. That's I think I just learned that right now.
That's actually a quote on NHFree.com.
You know what? You're right. I have seen that before. It's a great quote.
It's a great
quote. I didn't necessarily remember that it was him. And so good for this young man. How did this all turn out? Was that the end of the story?
That's the end of the story right now. I'm sure we'll hear more.
This is developing then.
It's
is
developing.
What you're saying. I see. So will the school allow one student, an individual, to step outside of their preordained boxes, to step outside of their 19 little checkboxes and essentially create his own curriculum? Mm-hmm. Or will they be regimented, bureaucratic, and force him to either sit in detention or go to some job presentation that he's not interested in?
I think the gentleman came up with a really, really great idea with the library. He could go to the library and just look at books.
Oh, I agree with you. I think he did come up with a good idea. The question is, will the bureaucrats allow for that sort of outside-of-the-box activity?
Well, your point was very good, Ian, that you said that you're willing to bet that none of the checkboxes were entrepreneurial, and you're so right about that.
That's pretty much what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember back to my days in high school, and, I mean, this is a decade ago almost, but I just remember more job-type people being there. Like, I work for so-and-so.
Yeah.
And I do this, and you should, too, when you grow up.
You can do this. And it's just, I don't know, it doesn't have quite that entrepreneurial feel to it. I started my business. I get to set my own hours. It's really great, and, you know, life is good.
Right, I don't have a boss.
I think that's the way things are going to go more and more, too.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
You'll have to.
There's going to be more and more entrepreneurial spirit because people are...
You think there's going to be more entrepreneurial spirit as a result of what?
As a result of what? But people are seeing what being part of the machine results in.
Who's seeing that? Most people are completely oblivious to it.
I disagree. I think that people have their own businesses. I think there's more businesses now than there were in the 80s. I don't know. You constantly hear that small business is what America's built on. There's so many rules that apply to if you have 50 employees or more, mm-hmm. or if you have 10 employees or more, and it causes people to keep their businesses relatively small.
But there are also so many rules.
And therefore, they can't hire people, so they go. Those people that aren't hired would either go work for a big company or they'd work for themselves.
But there are also so many rules that actually prevent people from even starting their own business. Various different business regulations, permits, OSHA, all these rules and regs make people say, I'd rather go and punch a clock.
Some people, but did it stop you?
No, because I can do it without going through any of those regulations. I figured out a way around it.
There's a lot of businesses you can do.
It stopped me from starting my own radio station, I'll tell you that. More on the way, it's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.